It's a Throwback Thursday presented by Bron Harton Construction. Bron Harton Construction, certainly a big part of our show, and we'll continue to talk about them throughout a Throwback Thursday. Coach Stallings, in just a couple of seconds, we will open up the telephones after we finish up our great conversation with Coach Gene Stallings, as we will sort of look for you for some interaction. You can always follow us on the Twitter account at the game WDGM. And Coach Stallings, I hope you've had a great winter. Welcome into the game here in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, listen, I've had a good day. I've been on one end of the chainsaw about 4 or 5 hours, and I'm ready to take a little break.
Well, now Coach, I guess I'm being probably like your family would say. You might want to take it easy, because I called you earlier, and you sound very, very productive. You sound out of breath, and you're working a little bit too hard, Coach.
Well, you know, we've got a lot to get done, really. We've had a bad ice storm and a lot of trees damaged, a lot of limbs on the ground, and anyway, we just got to get them up, pile them up, burn them, and go on to the next chapter. But that's basically what I'm doing. I'm going to be in Rangeville, Alabama this Saturday night, so that'll give me a little break.
Absolutely, absolutely. Coach Gene Stallings right now inside the game. And before we get heavy into a college football topic, I at least want to talk about this at the starting and the beginning and the end of our conversation. You've got a big Rise golf tournament coming up, and registration already has begun. And it's at the Rise School, and the number there, 205-348-7931. That's going to be on April the 24th and the 25th. It goes to support the Rise School here in Tuscaloosa. And I called the Rise School this afternoon, and I know they're excited. But if you want more information, you can call 205-348-7931. Coach, you've been doing this a number of years. I know you enjoy it.
I do. I play the same hole, get to visit with everybody. We give excellent prizes. We have excellent goodie bags. And bottom line is we're able to provide the children that go to the RISE program extra services that they would not be able to receive if it wasn't for this particular golf tournament. You know, a lot of charities, you don't know how much goes to the charity and how much goes to the people that's raising the money. But I'll assure you, every dime that we raise in this golf tournament goes right to the children. And in fact, there are several RISE schools over the country. Most of them charge anywhere from $1,000, maybe $1,500 a month. But if you have a disability and you go to the RISE program in Tuscaloosa, it does not cost a mother and daddy a dime. And it's a great program. It's probably the only kind like it really in the country. And this tournament really helps provide some things that they couldn't ordinarily get. And so anybody that can play in the tournament and support it, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I'm glad you mentioned it, because I was going to try to slip it in. I was wondering how I was going to do that, but you're one step ahead of me.
No, I called just to make sure I've got the correct dates, but it's April the 24th and 25th, 205-348-7931, and they're taking registration. But if you want more information, you can call that number there, and that directly connects you with the RISE School here. Coach, I want to talk a little bit about Alabama football. Obviously, we've got some opinions around college football that I want to get your insight into, but Alabama was up until our conversation, they lost to Auburn, lost to Oklahoma, ended the season on a disappointing note. And I know as a coach, you lose those last two games, sometimes that sour taste will stay in your mouth until you get a chance to tee it back up in September.
Be. Yeah, it won't be anybody smiling faces on the part of the coaching staff, even though I had a great year. Coach Saban and his staff and his players have just done a tremendous job. But the fact that they've lost that last two, they can't wait to play the next one to get on the winning side. And knowing Coach Saban the way that I do, they'll have an excellent spring practice. And probably next year will be the best year they've had in a long time.
Coach, looking at spring practice, what did you try to get out of that 15 days of practice?
First of all, I wanted to know who were going to be on the first and second team when we came back in the fall of the year. And if I just wanted to find out one thing, that's what it would be. When they showed up for fall practice, I'd want to know who the first team running back, first team right guard, and defensive end, and so forth. I wanted that. We primarily stress fundamentals. You know, the defensive football is formation recognition in a strategy situation and being able to handle movement that comes off the various formations. And so we spend a little time on that also in the spring of the year.
Coach, I want to talk to you about competition, because if you look at Alabama, I think the last 5 years, four out of those five, they've been able to complete a number one recruiting class in college football. They've got some amazing talent here, four- and five-star guys littered all over the field. But there's a lot of competition. You've got to replace a left tackle, a quarterback, the leading tackler of your team, two safeties, a cornerback, a punter, a place kicker, and another guard that was outstanding. And I think I may have missed some, but there's a lot of competition. Coach, how do you keep that competition from hurting your team chemistry?
Well, first of all, even if it hurt it just a little bit, that wouldn't bother me a lot if I had a lot of good players. You know, somebody will get out of sorts. There's no question about that. All those guys have been outstanding football players during their entire career, and now all of a sudden, some of them not going to be able to play. That's part of it. That's part of playing for the University of Alabama. You know that they're going to be good players playing at your position, and you've got to earn your spurs. You've got to earn your position, and they have to prove it week after week after week. Most of the football players that they recruit in Alabama, they're very competitive anyway. So if you're a competitive player and you're on the second team, the third team, you're going to do everything you can to make it up to the first team. If you're a first-team player, you're going to do everything you can to maintain that position. So competition is good for all of us.
Coach, as we look at college football, they're considering limiting contact in practice. That's going to be in front of the Rules Committee in June. I know they already limit it to some aspect in the spring, and then some when you get to the fall. But, Coach, can you teach football without contact?
I couldn't. The game is as popular as it's ever been. The people that make the rules don't always coach. Some of them maybe hadn't even played. That's the same thing about war. You know, the people who make the decision to go to war in Washington, they're not out on the field. So somewhere along the line, I think some of these rules need to be made by active football coaches. You got to have a little competition. That's the reason that I worry about the injuries. You look at the Dallas Cowboys, for example. Every time I watch them on television, they're hats and sometimes have shoulder pads, sometimes they don't. A lot of guys get hurt. Well, the only time they have contacts, looks to me like it is game day, and I think that's a disadvantage of the player. I think that the coaches in college are smart enough to know how much contact their players need and when they need a little rest, and I would hate to see that dictated by the NCAA. You can't hardly pick up a paper where you don't see where somebody gets in trouble at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, we can thank the NCAA for that. You used to have athletic dorms where you had curfew and the players had to be in at a certain time. Now that's practically impossible to do. So, we can give that to people that deserve it also.
Coach,
they don't take any of that credit for it. You never hear of somebody that's on the rule committee said, well, you know, I'm partially responsible for some of those guys. You know, I voted not to have an athletic dorm curfew. They're college players, but there's two things that I know about college athletics. You've got to eat properly and you've got to sleep properly. And when you let them eat where they want to and sleep where they want to, sometimes they don't get that rest and food that they need.
Coach Gene Stallings right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. It's always presented by Brian Harden Construction, Brian Harden Construction here in West Alabama. Coach, another topic that's been heavily debated, and I'm excited to get your commentary, your opinions on it. There's also a consideration to try to slow down some of the hurry-up style offense. I know you've probably read this proposal where it would be illegal to snap the football with 10 seconds in the play clock, other than the 2 minutes in the second quarter and the 2 minutes in the final fourth quarter. Is this another rule that you're opposed against as well?
Well, I am opposed to it. I mean, if I were strictly a defensive coach, I'd want that. But it looked to me like the offense has sort of come up with a pretty good plan. Defense is trying to catch up. And common sense says if you're going to snap the ball 80 times, you'll have a little bit more chance of injury than if you snap the ball 60 times. But I have have not seen any statistics that bear that out. If I was on the defense side of the ball, I'd want to slow it down. If the offense comes up with a pretty good idea, what I say personally is, defensively, if you don't want them running out there, snapping it, moving up downfield, we'll stop them on the first three downs. You know, just one series and out, and you do what you want to do offensively. And when they get the ball back, well, then you stop them on first series. I know it's easier said than done, but what's wrong with doing that?
Coach, as you, and I know that sounds simple, but as far as the defense, what alignment would you line up? Is there a different advantage to stopping the hurry-up style offense?
I think so.
What formation would you line up in?
Don't even go there, because if I were coaching, I know what I would attempt to do. But I have not faced one of those. So what I'm saying is just what I think, and it's not what's been proven. But yeah, if I were coaching today, I know what I think I would do. I'd at least attempt to do something that I got in the back of my mind. But I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, absolutely. Coach Gene Stallings right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. Coach, one of the things that I think is concerning some coaches, they have not spoke out about this publicly, but it seems like the hurry-up offense puts a lot of stress on the guys in stripes, the officiating crew, that sometimes
sure
they're out of position and they don't make the correct calls. Is there any validity to that?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And I think that if it goes to that somewhere along the line, they may have to add another official and just make sure that you have the right number of people on the field and he's not looking at anything else. And then that will alleviate some of the officials on the field having to keep up with who's in the game. Yeah, I definitely think that's going to be a problem.
Coach, Texas A&M gets on the practice field tomorrow, starting spring practice the final day of February. I know they've got a lot of things that they've got to work out. Defensively, not very good, but Johnny Manziel certainly going to be the absence from that football team with Kevin Sumlin there in College Station.
No question. You know, he's very exciting, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see him go in the first pick. You know, one of the things that you like in a quarterback is one has the ability to get out of trouble. And he can definitely do that. And if you will remember several years ago when Roger Staubach was playing, they referred to him as Roger the Dodger because he could sort of dodge people. And, well, this kid is just sort of a dodge-type person with a little more speed than Roger had.
Coach, if I may go back, I want to go back to your coaching days and spend a little bit of time. Let's talk about the rule change as far as, you know, back then, I think it was the holding call that they changed the way that they called that. Was that a big adjustment in a rule that was changed there? I think it was in the early 70s, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, not really. You just emphasized that the offensive lineman keep his elbows basically together and not spread them out and get his arms completely around the player. So I had no problem with the rule. You know, if he's holding, then that's a disadvantage to the defense. So he shouldn't be holding. And offense just has to adjust to that.
Coach, the final question. Alabama fans look at 11-2 as not a successful season. How
well,
would you
spoiled.
Say it again?
They're spoiled. I mean, 11-2 is, you know, you're the number one football team in the country up until the last couple of games. They've done a great job. I mean, everybody can lose a game every once in a while. The Auburn game, the way it happened, wouldn't happen too often. You look at the Sugar Bowl game, I'm sure a number of the players felt like that they should be in California, and the Oklahoma players were excited to play against Alabama. Sometimes things like just like that happen. But I assure you, in my opinion, it was not a disappointing year. I hate that they lost a couple of games, but they played extremely well, 11 of them.
Well, Coach, we're 185 days away from college football, 6 months from tonight. Texas A&M against South Carolina will open up SEC play. I know we're excited about college football and spring practice just around the corner. Continue to get that work done, and we'll see you in April, the 24th day and the 25th day of April, the Rise Golf Tournament sponsored by Coach Stallings. He always plays in that. He's a big part of it. 205-348-7931, 205-348-7931. Coach, it's always a pleasure to honor to talk to you. I hope you have a great spring, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Listen, I appreciate that. It's good to talk to you. And once again, keep promoting that golf tournament, if you would. It's most of the time it's a sellout, but the people are really thrilled to come out and play because they know that the money that they give goes directly to the children that have some special needs. And what better way could you spend a few dollars than to get some happiness and some joy and some study to some of these youngsters that need some help.